Aaronson, and he's the president of Vetna Operations in Michigan, as well as several other states. Bill, how are you this morning?
I'm very well, Tony, and yourself?
I'm doing very well. I want to read to you an interesting article, at least the first couple of paragraphs, written in the Detroit Free Press yesterday by Patricia Anstett. Health insurer Aetna Incorporated filed a lawsuit in Detroit's federal court Tuesday claiming that rival Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan raised rates to give consumers and then gave the extra money to hospitals that agreed to change higher prices to Blues competitors. Now, the suit alleges that the Blues, based in Detroit, implemented a scheme to use ever-increasing premiums from patients and employers it serves in order to protect its dominant position and thwart competition from Aetna and its competitors. And in a quote from you, it says, when we started to be a threat, Blue Cross picked up this strategy. Talk about this. This is a serious allegation.
Yeah, Tony, I mean, I think, as you know, we Aetna invested heavily in the Michigan market in 2005, and we started to gain traction and eat into a little bit of the Blue Cross share, and clearly what they started to do is enforce these most favored nation clauses within their contracts. And what those are, they basically enter into contracts that dictate the type of contracts that other carriers can negotiate. But we say that's antitrust, and that it creates an unfair business practice in the marketplace, and as a result, ultimately raises premiums for consumers and employers in the market.
We had Andy Hetzel on from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan earlier, and he said that you guys are a big boy, a big player, picking on the little guy in Michigan, and the reason you're doing this is because you're getting your backsides handed to you. You're not investing in Michigan over a long period of time in order to be able to compete. So as opposed to competing, you're trying to get your market share via lawsuit. How would you respond to that?
Yeah, I mean, I would disagree with that characterization. I mean, Blue Cross Blue Shield Michigan has 60% plus market share in that market, so I wouldn't say that they are a small player. We've got about 5% market share in the market, and we have invested heavily. I saw one of the quotes that came out that said this was sour grapes, but you know, our purchase of HMS back in 2005 was a significant investment into the market, a market that Aetna is very well committed to. And so I would disagree with Andy's conclusions.
How much have you invested? Do you have feet on the ground here? Do you have offices set up? Have they been set up for years and years?
I mean, Aetna's always been a player in the Michigan market. I clearly haven't always been as successful as we would like, which is why we did make the acquisition in 2005. That was, you know, several hundred million dollar acquisition. We do have feet on the street. We've got salespeople. We've got account managers in the market to take care of the customers that we sell in that marketplace. And we've got our Cofinity operation, which is also works with other carriers in the market. So we've got bricks and mortar, and we've got feet on the street there.
All right. And so you've got actual working businesses here in the state of Michigan and salespeople who live and work here in the state.
Absolutely correct.
All right. Interesting email I received. This says, this comes from a woman who says, we tried to get insurance for our allergy-inflicted son as we were changing jobs. Aetna was one of the companies that we were denied. Blue Cross, Blue Shield of Mid-Michigan did insure us. It sounds to me like Aetna is lazy and doesn't want to take the years it takes to work to build market share. Respond to that.
Well, I think the reason we took the action we did is because of the difficulty that we have had building market share in the marketplace. When you've got a plan that has got 60% plus market share, is enforcing most favored nation clauses, and really, as I said, dictating what we can negotiate relative to hospital systems, it makes it difficult. So hence we've taken the action that we've taken so that we can be a player on a consistent basis.
Does Aetna determine the rates in the state of Connecticut?
No, we look at, you mean in relative to what we, in terms of the Michigan pricing?
Well, in terms of perhaps using what Blue Cross Blue Shield is using here, they're basically going to hospitals and in writing asking the hospitals to make sure that they have the lowest rates available.
Correct.
And I wondered, did Aetna do that in Connecticut?
To my knowledge, we have not done that in Connecticut.
All right. And so it's interesting. A lot of folks are suing Blue Cross Blue Shield because of the market share that they have here, and they claim of unfair practices. As a matter of fact, Andy Hetzel said that you were just piggybacking on the other lawsuits, and you're going to be deterred. They're going to fight this. They're not going to settle, and they believe that you're wrong.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's, we would have expected that kind of response, obviously, from Blue Cross. I mean, I think there's a reason that the Department of Justice is investigating, and we felt that now was the time to act. I mean, clearly, as healthcare reform is being implemented, it's critical that there's a fair and competitive marketplace. We think with the practices employed today, that there's not a fair and competitive marketplace in the state of Michigan, you know, hence us taking the action.
You know, when I talked with Andy Hetzel, he said that they can ask for these rates from these hospitals because they are able to offer prices and services that Aetna can't. How would you respond to that?
Well, I would say today Aetna can't compete in terms of the price points with Blue Cross, in fact, because of these contracts. And the contracts that are negotiated with these systems is one component and a significant component of the price that you can bring to the street. And so I would say Andy's right that they've got better pricing, but it's because of, you know, how they have enforced these most favored nation clauses.
All right. And what's next? You file the lawsuit, so what's next? You just wait for Blue Cross Blue Shield to respond?
That's my understanding, yes.
All right. Well, Bill, we appreciate you taking the time to come on the program with us. This is a big, big story here in the state of Michigan. We'll probably be back in touch with you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Appreciate the opportunity.